This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And we will head back to the phones in just a couple of seconds. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. And don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. And we're going to go visit now with, I would dare say, should I say, America's favorite veterinarian, Dr. Marty Becker. How are you doing, Doc?
Loving life. You know, it's so funny to think back of being a little kid and loving animals. We grew up on a small farm in southern Idaho, so we had dairy cows and beef cows and chickens and pigs and horses, and everybody had names, and my dad was really strict and mom about treating them really well. We had this neat bond with them. And
did they live a fear-free lifestyle?
No.
No, because you didn't know about that then, did you?
No. As a matter of fact, it's one of those things, you know, I don't have any regrets in life. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, I wouldn't do anything differently. Well, I definitely would. I think of those cattle in particular that they would use cattle prods. And my brother and I and his friend would be out there with them while they're working the cattle. And we'd take the cattle prods and shock each other with them. Oh. And trust me, it doesn't feel very good. I mean, it is a wallop. Worse than touching an electric fence. Have you ever touched an electric fence?
No. But
now you've been practicing fear-free. And for the last year or a little over a year, we've been talking about fear-free and the fear-free movement and what it's like for your pet to actually enjoy going to the veterinarian and perhaps even want to keep going back. And 2017 was incredible for fear-free, wasn't it?
Well, first of all, I have to thank you. You've been a partner on this 4 or 5 or 6 years as this thing got up to speed. We ended up the year with over 25,000 individuals that were registered for certification in 34 countries. You know, we have a fear-free trainer course now. So for trainers that take this additional little course and now they're able to teach fear-free training. And this is really an interesting, if I could take an aside here and chase a rabbit for a second. There was a board of veterinary behaviorist in Detroit that wanted to do fear-free training and positive reward-based training in this veterinary hospital. But this hospital liked Caesar Milan, the kind of, the flooding pets and doing things on these corrections. Well, she couldn't get them to change their mind. So asked they could do a study. So for 2 years, they looked at pets that were adopted at a shelter and went to this large veterinary hospital. And they tracked, did they get training? And if they did, what kind of training they got? At the end of 2 years, only 34% of those pets were still in the home. So 2/3 of the pets had been relinquished, mostly for behavioral issues. So now the practice is like, oh gosh, we shouldn't be doing alpha rollovers and things in the practice. You know, let's embrace positive reward-based training. At the end of the next 2 years, 93% of those pets were still in the home.
Mm, wow, that's amazing.
Big difference. Yeah.
And really where fear-free is going, we have a fear-free shelter task force that has formed. It has the top people in shelter medicine at UC Davis and at University of Florida, along with Maddie's Fund individuals, this rock star group. But a year from now, if we're to go to, you know, January 2019, you will be able to adopt a pet at a fear-free shelter that lives in a fear-free happy home, that goes to a fear-free veterinarian, that is referred to a fear-free trainer. Now, if we've got a fear-free experience, I'm not kidding you. When I go to practice, like I'm practicing tomorrow in Sandpoint, Idaho, at North Idaho Animal Hospital, and most of those dogs will be dragging the owner into the hospital like they're delivering vaccine on the outskirts of Nome. I mean, because they think there's easy cheese, there's shrimp, there's turkey in here. And for the cats, you know, I'm not going to say the cats are dragging their owners in, but 80% of the cats that we see at North Idaho Animal Hospital will take treats now.
Oh, wow. That's great. From the last year, I'm sure there's a lot of stories that come to mind. Is there one particular story, a fear-free success story you can share with us?
I had one last Thursday. An owner came in and she had a Labrador retriever named Joy, and she was a new client. This dog purportedly had bitten 4 or 5 other individuals at different practices and told, you know, basically told just not to come back. It was so aggressive. Mm. All it was fear-based aggression. You know, this dog, first of all, we were very aware. We wouldn't hesitate to muzzle a dog. You can muzzle a dog in Fear Free. You just use a basket muzzle so they can breathe, and it's covered with pheromones, and you can still give treats within it. But we just gave the dog the choice of where it was examined. We did it on a yoga mat instead of putting it up there. When we came into the room, we used our sanctuary voice, not our game day voice. We had her bring the pet in hungry so it respond better to food rewards. And we had her give it a little chill pill, which was just it's a green tea extract. And what got me was, okay, everybody's a little bit on high alert because this dog has bitten people. And the discussion was, should we muzzle it just in case? We decided, well, let's just avoid eye contact, turn sideways, reduce our profile, let the pet come to us. And I threw down about 3 hot little baby shrimp. And the next thing I know, that dog's tail is wagging so hard, it was lifting alternate back feet off the ground. And she just broke down sobbing. And I'll tell you the part that got me was her words. She said, "Never been married. I will never be married. My pets are my family. And I've always wanted to do good by them. I wanted to take them in to get their vaccinations. I wanted to get parasite control. I wanted to get their teeth cleaned as needed. And now I'm going to be able to actually know that I can help them but not hurt them."
If you visit one website today, make it fearfreepets.com or fearfreehappyhomes.com. Both are great sites. Of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pets. Dr. Marty Becker, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, and I thank you guys. Thank you for your support. You know, this is a different relationship with you guys. You guys have always been the ones that are champion animals and just another example for this. So thank you.
We believe.
You believe.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.